disciples conceived the spirit of enlightenment, and all become fully enlightened in regard to the qualities of the Buddha. Be guilty of the fact that you sense and conceive the spirit of enlightenment and can attain to it, which is the full accomplishment of the qualities of the Buddha, just as the five desire objects have no impression or effect on those who have the faculties. In the same way, all the qualities of the Buddha have no impression or effect on the disciples who have abandoned all adherences. Thus the disciples can never appreciate those qualities. Therefore, one just treat the ordinary individuals as grateful to the Tathagata. Disciples are not grateful. Why the ordinary individuals, upon learning of the virtues of the Buddha, conceive the spirit of unexo-perfect enlightenment in order to ensure the uninterrupted continuity of the heritage of the three jewels. But the disciples, although they may hear of their qualities, powers, and fearlessnesses of the Buddha, until the end of their days are not capable of conceiving the spirit of unexo-perfect enlightenment. Thereupon the Bodhisattva Sarvarupa Sampradayana was present in the assembly at Prasthalichali Vimalakirti householder, where your father and mother, your children, your wife, your servants, your maids, your laborers, and your attendants. Where are your friends, your relatives, and your kinsmen? Where are your servants, your horses, your elephants, your chariots, your bodyguards, and your parents? Thus addressed the Lichali Vimalakirti, spoke the following verses to the Bodhisattva Sarvarupa Sandarshana. Of the two bodhisattvas, the mother is the transcendence of wisdom, the father is the skill in liberative technique. The leaders are born of such parents. Their wife is the joy in the Dharma. Love and compassion are their daughters. The Dharma and the truth are their sons, and their home is the thought on the meaning of voidness. All the passions are their disciples, control at will. Their friends are the eggs to enlightenment. Thereby they realize supreme enlightenment. Their companions ever with them are the six transcendences. Their consorts are the means of unification. Their music is the teaching of the Dharma. The incantations make their garden, which blossoms with the flowers of the factors of enlightenment, with trees of the great wealth of the Dharma, and fruits of the gnosis of liberation. Their pool consists of the eight liberations, filled with the water of concentration, covered with the lotuses of the seven purities, who passes therein comes immaculate. Their bearers are the six super knowledges. auspicious signs and the 80 Mars. Their God and this virtuous aspiration, and their clothing is good conscience and consideration. Their wealth is the holy Dharma, and their business is this teaching. Their great income is pure practice, and it is dedicated to the Supreme Enlightenment. Their bed consists of the four contemplations, and its spread is the pure livelihood, and their consists of Gnosis, which is constant learning and meditation. Their food is the ambrosia of the teachings, and their drink is the juice of liberation. Their path is pure aspiration, their morality their unguent and perfume. Having conquered the enemy afflictions, they are the invincible heroes. Having subdued the four Maras, they raise their standard on the field of enlightenment. Dedicated. of the world. They develop all those beings who have attached themselves to dogmatic views. They may become suns or moons, Indras, Brahmas, or lords of creatures. They may become fire or water, or earth or wind, during the short ends of maladies. They become the best of holy medicine. They make beings well and happy, and bring about their during the short ends of famine. They become food and drink, having first alleviated thirst and hunger. They teach the Dharma to living beings during the short ends of sorts. They meditate on love, introducing non-violence. Hundreds of millions of living beings in the middle of great battles, they remain impartial to both sides. For bodhisattvas of great strength delight in reconciliation of conflict, in order to help living beings, they voluntarily descend into the hells which are attached to the inconceivable food and fields. They manifest their lives in all the species of the animal kingdom, teaching the Dharma everywhere. Thus they are called leaders. They display sensual enjoyment to the worldlings and trances to their meditative. They completely conquer the
soon.
for knowledges and for countenance, and thus induce giving beings to the morality of tolerance, gentleness, and discipline. Here in the world they fearlessly behold those who are masters to be served, and they become their servants or slaves, or serve as their disciples, well trained in liberative art. They demonstrate all activities, whichever possibly may be a method, to make beings delight in the Dharma. Their practices are infinite, and their sphere of influences are infinite. Having perfected an infinite wisdom, they liberate an infinity of living beings, even for the Buddhas themselves, during a million eons, or even 100 million eons. It would be hard to express all their virtues, except for some inferior living beings, without any intelligence at all. Is there anyone with any discernment who, having heard